いいですか。
ちょうどいい。
よかった。ありがとう。
Reading the book of Acts, and we're going to continue.
今彼らはあのフィリピというところにいますね。
And we left the apostles and the disciples in Philippi.
はい、フィリピっていうのは、ローマの植民都市で有名な都市でした。
And Philippi is actually a famous area Roman city.
でここで彼らが行って、まあ、クリスチャンがの集まりができるんですけども。
And there was a gathering of Christians there.
で一人その占いをする女性がいて。
And as you remember, you might remember there was a young girl, a woman who was possessed by an evil spirit.
その占いをする女性をですね、パウロが解放するんですよ。
And Paul set her free. He cast the spirit out of her.
でもそうするとその主人が儲からないので困るんです。
And so then the people who owned her, she was a slave. The people who owned her couldn't make money off of her anymore.
で怒ってで彼らをですね訴えるんですね。
And they were really mad, and they started to accuse Paul and the people that were with him.
その時の理由がもう本当にあなたたちはこの ローマ帝国にあってはいけないようなことをしたからダメなんだって言って言うわけです。
And what they said was that, you guys don't follow the customs of Romans.
そして二人が選ばれて彼らが無視を打たれるんですね。
And two of them, Paul and Silas, were hit with on their back.
ね、そしてその後に彼らは刑務所に入って牢屋に入って、でもその牢屋の中で彼らは神様を賛美して祈っているんですけど、そしたら大地震が起こるんですね。
And they were praising God and singing in the prison, andthe other prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a huge earthquake.
そして全て鎖が解けちゃって、看守が心配して自分が、まあ、死のうと思うってことがありました。
Chains fell off and all the prison doors were open, and the guard woke up and saw this, and he was going to kill himself.
でも彼に言うのは、私たちいるから死ななくていいよって言いますね。
And Paul screams out to him and says, "Oh, we're alive. We're all still here. Don't worry. Don't kill yourself."
そして、実際にはその看守と看守の家族が救われて、そこで洗礼を受けるっていう。
And if you read the rest of the passage.The guard actually receives the Lord as his savior, and he and all of his household receive baptism.
ちょっと想像してみましょう。
So let's think about that for a few minutes.
私たちは刑務所に行って捕まってる。
So think about it. You've been arrested, and you're in prison.
もうでも背中はもう鞭打たれて傷だらけでもう大変。
And right before they put you in, they've been hitting you many, many times on your bare back with a whip, and you have, you know, your back is just bleeding with terrible cuts.
で地震が起きて鎖が外れて。
And suddenly there's a huge earthquake, and you're no longer chained.
で監修が来て、そしてでも監修たちが、監修と監修と家族がイエス様を信じる。
And then the guard comes and you're able to share the gospel with him, and he and his whole family become Christians and receive baptism.
でそして数時間寝て、few hours 寝てました。あ、食べてるその後寝るのね。はい、はい、OK、翌朝になります。はい、
The next morning.
はい、はい、朝起きました。
They they welcome the morning.
はい。その朝から、今日その朝のことを始めますね。
And we're going to think about, read today what happened the next morning.
はい。
If you read English, Japanese, whatever language you read, let's
join. 朝になると、高官たちは使者たちを差し向けて、あの者どもを釈放せよと言わせた。それで監視はパウロにこの言葉を伝えた。高官たちがあなた方を釈放するようにと言っておくしました。さあ、牢から出て安心していきなさい。
Read in English. But when it was day, the magistrate sent the surgeon, saying, Let those men go. And the jailer reported the words to Paul, saying, The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore come forth and go in peace. So, how would you feel if you were, the guard said that to you? You would be, oh, praise the Lord, we're free.
ところがパウロは使者たちに言った高官たちはローマ帝国の市民権を持つ私たちを裁判にもかけずに公衆の面前で無視してから投獄したのに今密かに釈放しようとするのかいやそれはいけない高官たちが自分でここへ来て私たちを連れ出すべきだ使者たちはこの言葉を高官たちに報告した高官たちは二人がローマ帝国の市民権を持つものであると聞いて恐れ出向いて来て詫び二人を牢から連れ出し町から出て行くように頼んだ
But Paul said unto them They've beaten us publicly uncondemned men that are Romans and have cast us into prison and do they now cast us out privately? I can't really read. But let them come themselves and bring us out. And the surgeons reported these words unto the magistrate, and they feared when they heard that they were Roman citizens. And they came and besought them, and when they had brought them out, they asked them to go away from the city.
Paul たちは急に、私たちはローマ帝国の市民ですって言うんです。
So, suddenly, Paul announces that they're Roman citizens.
で、それを聞いた高官たちが謝りに行くんですね。
So, when the magistrates, the heads, the leaders in the government were heard this, they came and apologized. Let's read.
牢を出た二人はリディアの家に行って兄弟たちに会い彼らを励まして出発した
And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia and when they had seen the brethren they comforted them and departed
この聖書の箇所皆さんどう思いますか
What do you think of this passage?
私最初これ読んだ時にちょっとね納得しませんでした。
So when I first read it, I really just didn't resonate.
何か急にパウロがローマの市民っていうのは何かこう日本語でせこいっていうか言わなくていいじゃん。もっと謙遜にありがとうって出ればいいんじゃんなんて思ったことあります。
So suddenly, why didn't it really resonate with me? It's because suddenly Paul says, "Hey, I'm a Roman citizen."I really didn't understand why he just didn't say, oh, thank you so much, and just leave.
クリスチャンだったら謙遜にありがとうございますって、こう、あなたを許しますとか言って、ね、出ることもできたかもしれないですね。
So, we think about Christians as being humble and just, especially Japanese people, like, just, oh, thank you so much. And,
あなたを愛します。許します。
I love you with the love of the Lord. We forgive you.
でもここでは彼は、私はローマ市民、ローマの市民ですって言い張るんですよ、ね。
But suddenly, Paul says, hey, we're Roman citizens.
何かですね、こう自分の肩書きとか、こう自分の地位をこう自慢しているようで、ちょっと私は嫌でした。
So, sometimes, it kind of sounds like he has a bit...He's prideful of the fact that he's a Roman citizen, and I didn't really like that when I read it.
そうですよ、皆さん、もし私はこうだなんて言われたら、ちょっと何かこう嫌な感じがしませんか
How did you feel if you think about like what Paul did? Does it bother you at all?
名刺で私は何々会社の社長ですなんてこう言われたら、引くよねなんて思いませんか
So in Japan, we have the English is so hard. We just pass around business cards, and the reason for that is because on the card it says your what you do, and so if the person a higher level person than you or a lower level. So if you're an important person in your company or something, then people will know they need to respect you.
この2000年前のちょっとローマの状況を考え、こうローマ帝国の状況を考えたいんですけども。
I kind of want to think about the situation in the Roman Empire at this time.
で、このフィリピっていうのはローマ帝国のこうコロニー植民地でしたよね。
So remember that Philippi was really a Roman city.
ですから、そのローマのこう法律とかローマのあり方がとっても重要な
So it was really valued like Roman way, Roman law, Roman way of thinking.
で、このパウロたちのメンバー、パウロ、シラス、テモテ、ルカの4人ぐらいはいたんですよね。
So we know that Paul had a group of about four people that he was discipling, he was going out with the gospel with.
でも彼らの中でそのテモテとルカはそのテモテとルカはユダヤ人というかユダヤ人ではなかったのでパウロとシラスだけ選ばれて捕まって鞭打たれるんですよね。
So the other two members of their group, Luke and Timothy weren't Jewish, and so Silas and Paul, who were Jewish, were kind of singled out and arrested.
あなたはユダヤ人でローマの法律をローマの法律と風習をちゃんと受け止めないから罰するんだっていう理由で彼らは捕まったわけです。
So it was easy for them to think of some thing to accuse them of and say, oh, they're Jewish and so they don't want to obey our Roman customs.
で、彼らは捕まって鞭打たれるんですね。
And they're arrested and they're whipped.
皆さんこの中で鞭打たれたことある人いますか？
Have any of you ever been whipped? My mistake.
皆さん小さい頃お父さんお母さんにお尻を叩かれた人いますか？
Anyone? Oh, come on.
人だけですか？
No,
many times.
You translate. Were you ever whipped?
Not whipped, but spanked is saying
zero.
Yeah,
whipped
many
times.
A few people were whipped.
でもこのムチ打つってのは本当にもう背中の皮が破れて肉が裂けるようなムチ打ちなんです
よね。So, even though maybe you were hit, but we have to remember at this time in Philippi, it would have been a long...whip, like the soft part of the whip, and there were metal pieces on it. So when you were hit, think about the metal like going into your back, and then it would just like tear the skin off your back.
そうですから、ちょっと想像できないぐらいのこう痛みなんです。
So I mean, if you think about it, that hurts, right?
でもですね、その高官たちはあんまり深く考えてませんでした。
But the 高官 is the magistrate. But the magistrates who ordered this weren't really thinking very much.
まあこのユダヤ人を二人捕まえて見せしめして一晩刑務所にいればもう十分だ、それぐらいに思ったわけです、ね。
So maybe they thought, oh, okay, we're just gonna hit that with them and then we'll put them in prison and then we'll let them go tomorrow. That'll be enough.
で、だ一晩経ったから、あ、もういい、お前ら出て行っていいよと簡単に彼らはそう言ったわけです。
Maybe they were thinking, this will be really simple, and we'll just, get these guys out of here.
でもパウロとシラスにですね、私たちはローマ帝国の市民であると宣言するんです。
But suddenly, Paul and Silas declare, "We're Roman citizens."
当時ローマ帝国の市民であるっていう言葉はちょっと。まあ、もう大きな言葉だったんですね。
So, being a Roman citizen at that time was a huge thing.
で、一つある事件がありました。
So, there was this happening.
これは地方の高官がある自分が嫌な人をですね、もう勝手に痛めつけたんですね。
So, this happened in another place, but a magistrate hit a Roman citizen.
それをそうね。 あのとにかくローマ人の関係の自分その人は嫌いだったんで行かなくてました
。So he really didn't like this person, so he beat him.
でもその人がローマ市民帝国の市民だと分かったときに、
So then afterwards he found out he was a Roman citizen.
ローマの皇帝が怒ってですね、その人はもう逃げるしかなかった。
And the court is the emperor. The emperor was really ticked off by that, and so the magistrate himself had to run away.
ですから、そのローマ帝国の市民であるっていうことはとっても大きな言葉だった。
So it was really, really a big deal that you're a Roman citizen.
間違ってもローマ帝国の市民をに裁判かけてないにしたら本当大間違いだったんです。
So it's like a huge mistake to put a Roman citizen, to, you know, hit them, whip them, and then put them in prison.Without a fair trial.
ですからフィリピンの高官たちはもうまずいことをやっちゃったんですよ。
So they realized, uh-oh, you know, we've done something really, really not good.
裁判もかけずに、聞きもせずに、ローマ帝国の市民にもう無視まで言っちゃったんですよ。
So, you know, we didn't bring them to court. We didn't find out really who they were, what was going on, andWe whipped them, and then we put them in prison with, you know, nothing of what their rights were.
で、その高官たちは仕方なしにパウロのとこに行って謝るんですね。
So then the magistrates, you know, they realize what they've done, and they come and they apologize to Paul.
彼らの計画はもうパウロたちがもう痛がってもう小さくなって出ていくのが彼らの計画だったんですよ。
So their maybe their plan was, you know, oh well, you know, if we do this.They'll, you know, realize that we're much more powerful than them, and they'll just feel small, and then they'll just leave our town.
でも結果は自分たちがもうパウロの前にもうすみません悪いことしたもう許してくださいっていう状況だったんです。
But actually, the opposite happened, right? It was the magistrates who had to humble themselves and apologize to Paul and Silas.
神様は私たちの地位とか経験とか生まれ育ったことをすごく用いられます。
God will use everything that happens to us, all of our background.
この時は彼らがローマ帝国の市民だったということを神様は用いられました。
So at this time, God used the fact that they were Roman citizens.
ですからパウロたちが本当にローマ帝国の市民だったのでもう簡単にフィリピでは、クリスチャンを迫害することができないとかいうようになりました。
So, because the fact that Paul was a Roman citizen, the leaders in Philippi could no longer persecute the Christians in a kind of simple way.
神様は私たちの本当に過去やの経験やいろんなことを用いてくださいます。
God will use everything that happens to us.
ある時はこうやって偉いっていうかローマ市民ということを用いてくださるかもしれませんし、
maybe sometimes we feel like, oh, it's something similar to, you know, oh, we're Roman citizens. Maybe we have something similar to that in our background.
でもある時は自分の私たちの失敗も神様は用いてくださるんです。
And maybe another time God will use some huge mistake that we made in the past and he'll use that.
ある人は自分はもう偉くないとか自分は力がないとか言うかもしれませんけど、そうではないんですね。
It's easy to say, oh, you know, I'm nothing, I'm not important.
でも神様は一人一人を本当に特別に選んで用いてくださいました。
But the point is that God takes each and every single person and he uses that everything about that person, everything in their past and everything of who they are, for his kingdom.
私たちの失敗も神様は後になって用いてくださることがあるんです。
Even the mistakes that we've made, God will use those as well.
どうでしょうか。後になって、ああ、神様あれを用いてくださった。そのような経験はありますか。
How about you guys? Have you ever done something and you know, wow, you know, that was a huge mistake. I shouldn't have done that. But later on, God used it, either for you or for somebody else.
ありますか。
Anybody have anything they want to share?
ありますよね。
Do you want to share?
Oh, no, you didn't share.
If people want to share, though.
そうなんです。私たち本当にこう失敗がもしくは自分の辛い経験が本当に後になってこう あ、感謝だなと思える時があるんです。
There are times when, you know, we know we've done something wrong or maybe, something really awful has happened to us and later on we can look at that, those circumstances and be grateful for them.
自分の生まれ育った環境、小さい頃はなんで自分はこうだと思う時があったかもしれません。
Maybe when you were small, you thought, oh wow, why was I born in this place and to this family?
でも後から考えたら、あ、それが感謝だと思える時が来ます。
But in the future, a time will come when you can, your eyes will be open and you can really be grateful for those experiences.
まあ、私自身も小さい頃は、なんでこの家に生まれたんだって思う時がありました。
So, I think of my own childhood and I thought, oh wow, why? I was really small, but I thought, why was I born into this family? But now I'm able to really be grateful for that. And I can, be grateful to my mother and father.
もう、あの、彼はこの世にはいませんけれども。
Both of them have passed away.
神様は本当に私たちのすべての過去の経験を良いものにしてくださいます。
God will take all of our past experiences and make them into something positive and good.
アメンですか？
アメン。
神様は私たちのすべての経験を用いてくださいます。
God will use every single thing that we have experienced.
私の失敗や罪を指摘するのは神様ではないんですね。神様は私たちを罪を許して私たちを用いてくださいます。
So, God will even take places where we have sinned against Him and He, forgives us and He will use us for His kingdom.
彼らが出ていくときにもうあなたはフィリピンに行っちゃいけない。それからすぐに出てきなさいと、パウロは高官たちに言われます。
So, you know, we saw that the magistrates asked Paul and Silas, you know, please leave our city. However,
そして、で、というのもうフィリピンに行く期間が少ないんですね。
So, the time that they had in the city was actually rather short.
その短い時間に彼らは何をしたでしょうか。
And the time that they had left in the city was also rather short because they were told to leave, asked to leave. So think about what did they choose to do before they left?
彼はリディアという弟子のところに行って、そしていろんな兄弟たちに会って彼らを励ましたと言います。
So it says that they went to Lydia's house. She was became a believer, and the Paul and Silas encouraged the other believers that were at the house.
これ英語ですとその励ますか、comfort になってるんですね。
And in this translation in English it says they comforted the brethren.
でも見てください、考えて自分が、まあ、パウロとシラスは背中中に傷だったり、もう体は痛くて、でその人が来て、そうしたら、でもう普通だとそのリディアさんたちにこう。良くしてもらうことを求めると思いませんか?
So, think about it. Paul and Silas had been beaten and the wounds on their back are still raw. Normally, you would think they would go to a gathering of Christians and they would want to be ministered to. They would want people to, you know, take care of them. Isn't that kind of the normal way of thinking?
でもここで彼らがしたことは、その兄弟たちや姉妹たちを励まして慰めたのが彼らなんです。
No, but it was the opposite. They didn't go to be ministered to, but rather they went to minister. They comforted and encouraged the people that were there.
どうでしょう。私たちはいつも励まされること、慰められることを期待してませんか?
Isn't it great to be encouraged yourself or comforted yourself? And don't we often want that?
慰めてよ、ね、励ましてよって言いませんか
Don't we often want somebody kind of to take care of us, encourage us?
なかなかこう、あなたを励ます、あなたを慰めるって言うんです。いつもこう受けたい受けたいって思ってる自分を思います。
So, it's really kind of natural in our human way is to want to receive comfort and receive encouragement rather than to give it.
どうしようか。受けたい受けたいと思ってるのは僕だけですか?
Is it only me that wants to, you know, people to take care of me? Or do you guys feel like that sometimes too?
パウロとシラスたちはこのリディアたちを励まし慰めたんです。
Paul and Silas went and they encouraged and comforted the Christians who were gathered in the house of Lydia.
もう一生会えないかもしれないんです。
You know, if you think about the situation, maybe they would never meet them again.
彼らをそこに置いて行くしかないんです。
So, all they could do is go for a very short time and then leave. That was all that was certain.
一体パウロとシラスはどうやって彼らを慰め励ましたんでしょうか。
So what do you think? How did they encourage them and comfort them? They might never meet those new Christians again.
でも、
what would they have
said? 主言行録を書いたルカさんはそれを全然書いてません。
But the interesting thing is that Luke, who was probably part of the group, right? He was probably there. He didn't.Say any specifics or details about how they encouraged or comforted. Don't you feel like you wish Luke had been, you know, written a little bit more about what Paul and Silas and what they did?
Yeah. 一体こう何をしてどのようにこう彼らを励ましたんでしょうか。何が彼らに必要だったんでしょうか。
How did they encourage and how did they comfort? What did they say? What did they do?
こんなことしたと想像できる人いますか?
Anybody have any ideas? Like, oh, maybe they did something like this? Anyone think of anything?
で、実際にはもう一度彼らは、パウロはフィリピンに行くことができました。
And if we read some more, we read that Philippi, Paul was able to go back to Philippi.
で実際にフィリピン人への手紙という文章がありますから、それがパウロがフィリピンの人たちに書いた後の手紙ですけれども。
So, we have the letter to the Philippians, and Paul wrote that later on to the church in Philippi.
まあ、あのフィリピン人への手紙を読むことで、パウロの思いが伝わってきます。
So, if we read that letter, we really know Paul's heart and what he was thinking.
結構長い手紙ですけれども、あの中にパウロの思いが込められています
。It's really a bit of a long letter, but Paul's heart is really expressed in that letter.
本当にパウロはその人たちが神様の愛に留まってほしかった。
So Paul, if we read the words in the letter to the Philippians, we really see that Paul wanted the Christians in Philippi to abide in the love of the Lord.
そしてしっかり立ってほしかった。
And not only that, but he wanted them to stand up for God.
そして教えられたことを実践してほしかったです。
And he wanted them to not only be taught and receive knowledge, but actually live out what they had been taught.
本当に励ましたんですね。
If we read the letter to the Philippians, the Christians were really encouraged.
でも私自身はその励まし方がよくわからない時があります。
But sometimes if I look at my own life, I don't really know what I should say, how to encourage somebody else.
一体この人を励ますにはどうしたらいいんだろうってわからないんですよね。
I see someone or I see their circumstances and I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
だから一言頑張ってねえで終わっちゃう時があります。
So sometimes, all like in Japanese, all we can say is, you know,Don't give up. Keep trying.
私たちはどのように私たちの周りの人を励ますことができるでしょうか。
So how can we encourage one another?
もしくは私たちを励まそうとしているでしょうか。
And maybe the question we need to ask before that is, am I even desiring to encourage others?
結構わかんないから簡単に済ませたくなりますよね。
So sometimes I really don't know what to do, so I want things to just be simple.
話を聞いてて、もう聞いただけで疲れちゃって、もう簡単に、はい、つけ、はい、頑張ってないって言いたくなるときありますか?
So sometimes I'm just listening to somebody and just the listening itself is exhausting and I just want to say, okay, well, you know,
あるときは何て言っていいか分かんないときもあります。
And I just don't know what to say.
全然もう言葉にならないときがあるんですね。
I don't have the words.
でもきっと私たちはその人たちと寄り添うことができるかもしれません。
But maybe, there's something that we can do to, draw closer to them.
別に何を言わなくても、何をしなくても、ただその人と共にいることができるかもしれません。
Maybe just being with a person who's struggling, maybe that just being there is enough sometimes.
何も言えない、何もできなくても、その人と共にいることができるかもしれません。
Even if you don't have some wise words, we can all just be with someone.
何かね、本当にかっこいいっていうか、いい言葉が言えたらいいと思うことあります。
Maybe sometimes we think, oh, I wish I had some, like, you know, wise sounding words.
で、でも結構変なこと言うとですね、全然違うこと言っちゃって逆効果もありますよね。
But on the other hand, you know, if we say something stupid, you know, we have good intentions, but we say something stupid, then we have a really bad result.
ここで覚えてほしいのは、パウロとシラスたちは弟子たちを励まして出てきたということです。
So, what we really need to remember is that Paul and Silas encouraged and comforted the other Christians. And I want to think with you a little bit more. And it's a word that comes in the Hebrew Bible in the Old Testament.
それは城壁のこぼれ破れ口を直すものという言葉です。This is the word that appears in the Old Testament. It's the one who covers the fortress and that's it. That's the detail. Ezekiel. Ezekiel, ちょっと言いましょうね。
I'm gonna read from Ezekiel.
Ezekiel の予言の一です。この地を滅ぼすことがないように、私は我が前に石垣を築き、石垣の破れ口に立つものを彼らの中から探し求めたが、見出すことはできなかった。それゆえ私は憤りを彼らの上に注ぎ、怒りの火によって彼らを滅ぼし、彼らの行いの報いをその事情に返すと主なる神は言われる。
So this is the word of, the Lord, and said, And I sought for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore I have poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath.I have returned their way upon their heads, declares the Lord God.
城壁を作っても、その城壁が壊れた場所があります。
So, there was a fortress and like a wall around the city, but there was a part of it that was broken.
敵が来る前に城壁を築きますよね。
And it's really important for the, wall to bebe strong so that if enemies come, they would be safe.
一生懸命城壁をもう苦労して築くわけです。
And so at that time, they were really careful to keep repairing their wall, the wall around their city.
弱そうなところの城壁が攻撃されて城壁が壊れてしまいます。
But the weak part of the wall often broke.
どんなに一生懸命立ち上げた城壁もどっか弱さがあるんです。
No matter how strong we try to build a wall, there's always a weak place in it that will break.
どんな関係にも弱いところがあるんです。
So if we think about our relationships, no matter how strong the relationship, there's always places in it that are not very strong.
ここでエゼキエルは神様はその弱いところに立つ人がいないと言っているんですね。
And through the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord declares that there was no one to stand in the breach, to stand in the place where the wall was broken.
敵が押し寄せてきて、
And think about the enemies drawing closer,
城壁が崩れるところにあったら、
And they come toward the place where the wall is broken down.
そこ一番危ないですよね。
And、
危険ですよね。
Really、dangerous.
そこから逃げようとしますよね。
So, you would wanna run away. You would wanna escape.
でも本当にその破れたところに立つ人が本当に必要だというんです。
But what the、Lord declares here is that if there's somebody to stand there, if there's somebody to stand in this breach, then it will be okay.
詩編にはモーセがその破れ口に立った人という表現があります。
We have a similar type of saying in the Psalms. It says that Moses stood in the breach, in a metaphorically.
ユダヤの民がエジプトから逃れるときに、モーセが本当にこの大切なところにしっかり立ったという表現があります。
If we read Exodus or Numbers, we can see that, you know, God was going to curse the people of Israel, but Moses prayed for them and he stood in the breach.
私たちは危ないところがあるとやっぱり逃げたくなりますよね。
We want to, you know, shun danger.
こうやって誰かパッと前に出して、あなた先行っていうようなことありませんか？
You know, danger is coming. Don't you want to push somebody in front of you and say, "Here, take them"?
でも神様が必要なのは破れ口に立つ人だというんです。
But what God needs is someone to stand in the breach.
いろんなところに破れ口があります。
There are different places that we can think of this metaphor.
私たちの家族や
Maybe there's a breach in our family.
私たちのコミュニティや
Maybe there's a breach in a community that we're part of.
会社や
Maybe there's a breach in the place where we work. Or maybe there's a breach in the place where we go to school. There's a place that's weak and broken down.
神様はその破れ口に立つ人を求めています。
And God says here that He desires someone who will stand in the breach.
どうでしょう、私たちの周りでどんな